Good morning, Michael. Hi.
Should I say kia ora?
Ah,
Jamie.
Kia ora, yes.
Keeping with the Yumi Zumi you've just played and the film I'm about to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. We've been transported to Auckland. We've got Murray Olds in the newsroom, a Kiwi as well.
Exactly.
Oh, it's pretty choice.
It is choice. Yes, Hunt for the Wilder People is what I'm going to be talking about today. This is a film that Brian Brown was so excited about going to see. He went to the wrong premiere.
I saw
the
other night. I love that.
Yes. You know, he was so keen to support his friend Sam Neill, who is the star of the film. The Hunt for the Wilder People also stars Julian Dennison. He's about 12 or 13 years old. Rima Tewiata, and with cameos from Rhys Darby and Stan Walker.
Oh, that's a cracking lineup.
Cracking lineup. And there's some other names there that Australian viewers may not be familiar with,
but we'll be big in New Zealand.
Pretty huge, I'm guessing. This film's written and directed by Taika Waititi, and it's based on the book by a guy called Barry Crump. Now, this is a very New Zealand type name for you, isn't it?
Barry Crump.
Barry Crump, yes.
Yes.
Anyway, I probably should stop.
You digress.
Avoid slipping into New Zealand accents. It's about a young boy called Ricky Baker, played by Julian Dennison. He's pretty much on his last chance before he goes to juvie. He's placed with a new foster family, which are Hector, played by Sam Neill, and Bella, played by Tewiata, on their farm in the New Zealand wilderness, I guess you'd describe it. After a while, though, Ricky does adjust to his new life because Bella, you know, has nothing but love for him.
Right.
And he finds plenty of stuff to do on the farm, though Heck is a bit standoffish and stuff. But then it's all cut short when an incident happens and Ricky decides to do a runner into the bush. I don't want to spoil it by telling you what that incident might
be. Okay, no.
Look, Heck pursues him into the bush because the kid knows nothing about the bush. And due to a series of misunderstandings and accidents, there's an international manhunt for the pair, as it's believed that Heck has somehow kidnapped the child.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, look, to be honest, though, if you wanted to be kidnapped by anyone, I reckon Sam Neill would be a pretty cool dude to be kidnapped by.
Well, he's a pretty cool dude, but he plays this sort of gruff old curmudgeon type. I don't know, perhaps he's getting a bit typecast in that. I don't know if you saw The Daughter.
No,
recently.
I didn't.
Yes,
well, I think the only Sam Neill film I've seen of late, I think I rewatched Jurassic Park.
Okay, well, that was a much younger Sam Neill. I think he's looking a bit craggier these days, and they get him to play these sort of old, sort of gruff old men who don't know much about kids. But you just kind of know he's going to get won over by the charming young scallywag that is Rookie, or Ricky, as we would describe him. Look, this is a story looking at the themes of grief and longing, and also an evolving adoptive father and son relationship. But it is played pretty much for laughs the whole way. Director Taika Waititi, he doesn't really miss an opportunity to squeeze a gag out of even the most serious scenes.
Right. It's that very Kiwi sense of humour.
Yeah, very, very much so. Look, the film does stretch the bounds of credibility at times. Ricky, he's quite a heavy-set young lad.
And yeah, he looks like a big boy.
Big boy. And they're on the run in the bush for months, and he actually appears to gain weight during the film. they were feeding this boy well during the filming. But there's definitely a warmth to the film and a depth to the two main characters that, you know, will keep you interested and make you keep enjoying it. And Rhys Darby's cameo as the paranoid conspiracy theorist Loner is definitely a highlight.
Is he like a survivalist, like one of those preppers out in the wilderness?
Yeah, very much so.
Yes.
He likes to wear camouflage. It is very, very funny. Look, apparently this film is already the highest grossing film in New Zealand ever.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
It's an interesting statistic for you. And I really, really enjoy this film. I'd be tempted to describe the Hunt for the Wilder People as choice, bro, or even sweet as. And I'd suggest you put on your best pair of jandals and get down to the cinema and check it out.
Check it out, yes. How many merino wool sheep would you give it out of five?
Oh, at least four.
Oh, at least four, yeah. Right. Maybe four and a half sheep.
We'll stay with four.
All right, no worries. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Michael Jones, thank you very much. I'm going to check it out. It sounds absolutely brilliant. Now, just while you're here, you talked Sam Neill's in this film. I heard an interview with Sam Neill recently where he says the one part he regrets turning down. Did you see this?
Yes, he turned down a part in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yes, he turned down Terence Stamper's character, Bernadette, this transgender woman. And he's really pissed with himself.
Well, I mean, you look back and see how well that film has done since. And I can understand his regret. I mean, though, I think around that time he was making Jurassic Park.
Right.
So he may have may have thought, well, if I hitch my wagon to this franchise, I'll do all right for the next 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, and for the rest of my life.
I think he's done okay.
Yeah, you know, huge animatronic dinosaurs or queens in frocks. You take a pick. Michael Jones, thank you so much as always for joining us.
Always a pleasure.